Once the voting is over, the counting could last for days. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Officials in one of the states that could decide control of the U.S. Senate, Pennsylvania, reminding voters they may not know all results on election night.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney says patience will be needed during Pennsylvania's vote count.
With tens of thousands of people voting by mail, it will take some time to count all the ballots. And remember, by law, staffers are not allowed to start opening and counting these ballots until election day is over.
Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner had a message for those considering hampering voting.
Or intimidate people at the polls or do things to election workers. I invite you to a sentencing that is happening in Philadelphia later this month.
Two men are due to be sentenced after bringing unlicensed guns to the Philadelphia Convention Center during vote counting following the 2020 election. In Pittsburgh, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The state is also asking counties how many ballots have issues recently flagged by the state Supreme Court as set-asides, namely undated or incorrectly dated ballots. Some counties allow those issues to be corrected. After visiting New York yesterday, President Biden rallies Democrats in Maryland tonight, while former President Trump will be in Ohio with Senate hopeful J.D. Vance, who's up against Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan.
Democrats will move forward. Congressional Democrats will move forward in delivering for the American people.
White House spokes and Karine Jean-Pierre says the president has taken historic steps to lower costs. Republicans say his policies help fuel inflation and many other problems. Nevada Republican Senate hopeful Adam Laxalt telling Fox Across America's Jimmy Failla, Democrats deserve a red tsunami.
It's one of our only shots of saving our country.
Former Presidents Obama and Clinton campaigning for Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, who's featuring endorsements from Laxalt family members in her ads. The White House also saying today there are no specific, credible, reported threats to the U.S. elections. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
After years of denial, a Russian businessman admits interfering in U.S. elections. He was already subject to FBI and State Department bounties.
Yevgeny Prigozhin, nicknamed Putin's chef because of his catering contracts with the Kremlin, has admitted to cooking up plans to manipulate elections. On a Russian social media platform, Prigozhin vowed they would continue to interfere carefully, accurately, surgically. He added, "We will remove both the kidneys and the liver at once." The entrepreneur has been accused of sponsoring so-called troll farms of social media users. The FBI is offering $250,000 for his arrest, the State Department $10 million for information about his activities. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The White House says it's not surprised by Prigozhin's comments. On Ukraine, the White House says it reserves the right to hold talks with Russia at the senior level, not denying a report that National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has been talking with Moscow, aimed at helping to prevent escalation of the war. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, however, calling U.S. support for Ukraine unflinching and unwavering. A lot of us seem to have trouble with the same words.
If you can't pronounce the word acai, you're not alone. The analyst at Unscrambled Words, an online resource for games like Scrabble and Words with Friends, looked up the top words Americans just can't seem to pronounce. Aside from acai, you have gyro, usually pronounced gyro, Omicron, thanks to the pandemic, charcuterie, and the Vietnamese surname Nguyen, spelled N-G-U-Y-E-N. And Yoki. Last month, the folks at Merriam-Webster released a list of mispronounced words like awry, epitome, and yes, acai. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street, a rally continues. The Dow's up 423 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ also higher. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.